Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Women's Day to all the women internationally and all the women in your rights ministries, especially the women of grace. I greet you all once again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's a day of celebrating this day that the Lord has made. It's a day as well to recognize the position of women, their contribution, and especially who they are in our society today, especially the church setting. I thank God that He's woken us up today to celebrate this day. It's something we don't take for granted, given what we've gone through the previous 2.5, now coming to 3 years. It's something we don't take for granted. We say thank you, God, that you've woken us up today. We thank you for the gift of health and life. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now, in regard to the theme of Women's International Women's Day, this year the theme is Gender Equality for a Sustainable Tomorrow. Through prayer or prayerfully, God has given us a theme as New Rise Ministries, Women, coming from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, which says, "Arise and shine." So our theme this year as women will be, "Woman, arise and shine." It is a time, or there isn't a better time as this for women, especially women of grace, to arise and shine and take up a full position, especially in the ministry, especially in the church today. So it's a time that we also try to explore every area of our lives, to look through and see how much we've risen to the call of God in our lives. We call on all women, especially the women in church, to rise up to the call, as so many, when we look at so many women in the Bible who rose up to the full potential, but because they heed to the call of God. We don't need to sit and start dreaming or imagine what we want to be, but it's until that time that we rise up to the call of God in our lives that we're yet to see our full potential in the kingdom of God. All when we look through all the women in the Bible who rose up to the call, God used them with all their imperfections. He perfected them along the way. When we look through the Bible and we look at the women like Ruth, we look at the women like Naomi, we look at the women like Deborah, Jael. I mean, all these women, it's not that they were perfect. No, they were imperfect, but through their imperfection, God still used them to deliver His people, to change a whole generation. So it's about the time for we as women to rise up and shine. Arising and shining, those are two separate verbs, but they're actually active verbs. Arising, it's more or less like getting out, coming out of the shell. And shining is actually a present and continuous tense, which is calling us to keep doing it, to keep shining. If God has placed you in a certain position or has called you to serve, make sure that you do it to your best ability. Not leaning on your own ability, but leaning on God's ability. That's when we'll be able to shine as women of grace. So once again, it's a year that God has called us to serve Him, rather to arise and shine as women. I implore the entire church as well to join us this week as we explore all these different areas with women shining through different areas. Women, as women of grace, this week will be serving in church, will be leading different areas, and we're going to crown it up on Sunday with a full service. So I implore all of you to join us, not let us down, but just join us along the way as we experience God's presence through the women's ministry this week. Otherwise, Once again, happy Women's Day to all the women, and God bless you.